Aye, no, just great to get another 2 points on the board. I think that's us definitely into the prelim quarterfinals now next week. So that was our aim. And I thought we came out and played well here today. And we're happy with the 2 points.
Victory over Killybegs last time out, obviously defeat to Guido. Talk to me about now, 4 points, obviously satisfied into the prelim quarter final at least.
Aye, satisfied, yeah, would be how we put it. Of course, still have one more game left against Kilcare, and that's the teams you want to be playing. It's probably a game now where there's not much on the line for us. We can't get into the top four, but when we're in the prelims, but we'll be trying to finish as far up that middle eight as we can, and what a chance to do it now against Kilcare at home on Saturday.
You're in flying form, as is Joel Bradley Walsh. Good partnership in there.
Aye, listen, it's great. I've been playing with Joel since I was 5 or 6. Like, we've been in school the whole way up. We'd be best mates, so just have a good connection there. I suppose if any of us are on the ball, we're always looking for each other, and some days it works, and some days people are giving out to us for probably looking for each other, but worked well today, so can't complain. Yeah.
McCool's flying form this year. What's the difference this year, Oisin, compared to other years?
We had a great crop of young fellas that came through there. They were minor champions, kind of the 2004s, 2005s, 2 years ago, won the Grade A. They've come in, and one thing about them is they're all brilliant footballers, and that's a big help, getting good footballers coming through in a conveyor belt. And then the lads who've been in the last few years, suppose we've just got a bit fitter, and we've probably got Gary Wilson in coaching us as well, and we're probably learning to play football the right way, the smart way, that's getting us our results. And we'd like to think we're only starting off and Gary's coaching, and we're just keeping looking to progress every game and every year.
What would the aim be for Sean McCool for 2023?
Listen, you want to be at least getting to the quarterfinals and pushing on. We never look ahead. Of course, we take every game as it is, but I think we'd be looking to if we line up against anybody, we'd be looking to beat them. Like, we thought we were going to beat Gidor. We'll be thinking on Saturday, we'd be hoping to put out our best foot forward against Kilcare, and that's the way you have to go in the championship games. Like, you know, and especially hopefully when we get into the knockout stages, that we can keep progressing.
Finally, Oisin, before I let you go, there's a real feel-good factor in the Chaconnell County this moment in time. Jim McGinnis is back. I'm sure you're so excited like the rest of us.
Ah, yeah, it's great. It's been a good lift for the championship, and I hope players and whatnot step up in the championships now, and everybody puts the best foot forward going into the new year to keep pushing Donegal forward. Very exciting.
Oisin, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.